Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Megan Basham's new book, Shepherds for Sale, and how Big Eva is afraid of this book. And the reaction and the conversation driving the internet right now is obsessed with trying to run cover for the names that are called out in this book written by Megan Basham. And Megan Basham is a reporter over at the Daily Wire. She's one of the co-hosts on one of the largest news podcasts in the United States. So that's a pretty big deal. She has a lot of institutional credibility and built-in audience. And the fact that she's willing to weigh in on issues that, you know, Evangelical Dark Web weighs in on, John Harris weighs in on, Protestia weighs in on, is a huge deal. And you love to see that. I am all fine with the, you know, her downstream success, and I love it. So I'm here for it. I have bought her book, and I'll do a review on it. But, you know, first I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support her work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Now, the reaction to this book, and this is the book, Shepherds for Sale, How Evangelical Leaders Traded the Truth for a Leftist Agenda, has just gone on the market, officially July 30th. So it is fresh. It is brand new. And the reviews are in. And there's some review bombing going on, specifically from Gavin Ortland. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But the reactions and the conversation surrounding it is pretty fascinating to watch. So I believe the first one I want to highlight is this. It's the Scott Barber. It's the defenses of Francis Collins that you're seeing from Big Eva, and you hate to see that. Francis Collins is an evil dude. He was the head of the National Institutes of Health, and he is partially responsible for the, in my opinion, the coronavirus's origins and the United States' handling of that. Specifically, most specifically tied to him is a lot of the church's reaction to it. They deferred to someone who should not have been deferred to, because this guy is not credible, in my opinion, on science, and he's not credible on theology either. He founded the BioLogos ministry, which had a statement about getting the shot to love your neighbor, and that was Francis Collins all over it. He's also done some pretty egregious things on the transgenderism front and the abortion front. So this guy is a monster. And he should not be celebrated at all. And Scott Barber, who's a liberal, I believe a Baptist, he said the way conservative evangelicals attack this man with the most outlandish conspiracy theories is legit gross. Now let's talk about some of these outlandish conspiracy theories. This is Justin Taylor, who is, I believe, mentioned in Megan Basham's book. And the first time I experienced Basham's style of journalism was when she wrote the one article by the Gospel Coalition editor Joe Carter linked the reasonable hypothesis that the virus might have been human made with QAnon, wilder QAnon fantasies. And that's not exactly how that went. This is the actual quote from Joe Carter below, and it says, And that's just one of dozens of new conspiracy theories related to the coronavirus. And it talks about human-made bioweapon created by Bill Gates. And again, there are others even more outlandish as the preceding clause. What does even more outlandish mean? It means that the previous aforementioned examples are also outlandish. They're just not as outlandish. So Megan Basham does set the record straight. No, reading that quote, you can see it's exactly what you did. You linked the idea that COVID was made in a lab to more outlandish theories to discredit the entire theory. And yes, that is exactly what reading comprehension would have accomplished. So you're seeing a lot of retconning the COVID narrative. You're seeing people defend Francis Collins, who is a monster. He is a villain of super proportions. Like, he is a James Bond level villain. And then you have this, and it's the Tim Keller defense. You're seeing a lot of people who are groupies for Tim Keller just come out of the woodworks to defend the guy, because he is frequently highlighted in Megan Basham's book. This is Danny Slavich, another Southern Baptist pastor on the liberal side. And you're seeing a lot of people defend Tim Keller these days. Michael Keller also, who runs Tim Keller's posthumous Twitter account, is also defending Tim Keller's legacy. And the reason why is because Tim Keller is one of the primary false teachers called out in Megan Basham's book. Him, Russell Moore. There's a lot of... I haven't finished the book yet, so I can't quite get into all the details of who's really called out. But him and Russell Moore are pretty big deals in them being called out. Rachel Den Hollander is called out. So a lot of bad people are called out in this book. Tim Keller's a false teacher. I've written about that. I've talked about that. Tim Keller's the guy. A lot of people think, oh, he was faithful, and then he went downhill. First of all, not really true. He's always been bad. His theology has always been liberal. It has always been liberal. And then he started endorsing more overtly false gospels. Like we talked about before he died, he was endorsing Stephen Colbert's example, you know, of a gospel witness. And how he did stuff like that, how he's promoting people like Francis Collins, calling him a Daniel-level figure. Now, Tim Keller was evil in the end, which is evidence of a lack of sanctification. And his doctrine was also incredibly dangerous. It is what led to things like the Revoice Conference, the rise of Side B theology. You do not get Side B theology that teaches that homosexual desires and identity are not sinful without the Gospel Coalition, which was co-founded by Tim Keller and also Don Carson, who also played a major role in this. So there's a lot of history behind this, and I'm sure Megan Basham gets to it. When I get to that chapter, I'll definitely highlight it in my eventual review. The last thing that I wanted to highlight was Gavin Ortland. He's a YouTuber behind the Truth Unites. I believe he's... Megan Basham calls him a pastor in the book, but I believe he left his church to be on YouTube full time. But he is seemingly the regime's favorite YouTuber, favorite Christian YouTuber, and he's an absolute liberal. And we've talked about that before on the channel, and we'll talk about that next week as he tries to take on Megan Basham's book. We'll talk about that specifically over the issue of climate change. So you'll definitely want to be subscribed for that. But Big Eva is afraid. And you'll love to see that. They are being exposed on a New York Times bestseller list level. And Amazon bestseller list, which is more important in my opinion, level. And you'll love to see that. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based. Crisis King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.